15, all across the country, Americans are making their voices heard. In California, Texas, Georgia, Washington, D.C., citizens are standing up, saying no to more taxes, and demanding real economic solutions. April 15th, as Tea Party sweep the nation on Tax Day, we're there with total, fair, and balanced network coverage. Live. What is the fate of our nation? We report. You decide.
Okay. Okay. That is a promo that's running on the Faux News Network, Fox News Network, promoting these teabagging parties. Oh, I think they stopped calling it teabagging, too, because they realize what that actually means. They're promoting these tea parties scheduled for across the nation tomorrow, tax day. And one of the groups particularly promoting them as well, along with Fox, is a group called FreedomWorks. They're online at freedomworks.org. And I'm Nicole Sandler here on Air America Radio, and very pleased to welcome the VP for Public Policy of FreedomWorks, Max Pappas, who joins us right now on Air America Radio. Thank you, Max, for being with us today.
Hey, Nicole. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Can you tell me how the idea for these tea parties came about?
Well, I'd say that there's no one single idea, but rather a building opposition to what the government's been up to.
Mm-hmm. And what the government's been up to, meaning, ending the war in Iraq, or
no, they haven't been up to that. They've been up to massive expansion of government spending and government control of the economy.
Okay, can we back up a few years and ask what FreedomWorks was doing during the reign of George Bush, when he took us from having a surplus to the biggest deficit ever in our history?
Yeah, sure. If you go on freedomworks.org and look at what we've been writing for the last, I don't know how long you want to look back, 8 years, you'll find that we were regularly criticizing Tom DeLay and the House of Representatives and George Bush for their irresponsible spending. And in fact, DeLay was surprised, since he figured that we would toe the line that he wanted, and called me in, including some other groups like the Cato Institute, and said, "You guys are giving me a hard time about my spending. What do you propose I do?" And we told him, and he told us, "Well, thank you very much, but I'm going to keep up with what I'm doing." And you saw how far that got him.
Mm-hmm. Yes, got him indicted, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure did. We're a nonpartisan organization, and I think you'll see that a lot of the tea parties are also nonpartisan, despite efforts to paint them as something different.
Well,
people,
you know,
people are fed up.
Yes, I agree with you. People are fed up, and believe me, I'm not a big fan of the bailouts either. But the fact that you're doing this on tax day, there are a lot of people who are just like to be led around like sheep, because they don't really know how to think for themselves, and they just, you know, they'll do whatever the Rush Limbaugh ditto heads on Fox tell them to do, and so they think they're out there protesting higher taxes, when in fact, the people who pay their taxes tomorrow aren't paying anything more than they have. There are no Obama tax increases on the books. In fact, Barack Obama's plan is lowering taxes for 95% of the population, but I don't think the majority of people realize that.
Well, yes, that is exactly what Obama said his plan is. But first of all, he's already raised taxes on a large portion of America, and that's everybody who smokes. And if you look at economic theory, the real rate of taxation, as Milton Friedman would say, is the rate of government spending, because you've got to pay for it eventually. So every time Obama spends another $1 trillion, like with the stimulus plan, he's increasing taxes. We may not have tax increases right now, but we're going to have them down the road to pay for that.
Max Pappas from FreedomWorks.org. Let me ask you this. I mean, look, I'm no economist and I'm no expert, but at least with Barack Obama, number one, I have a guy who I believe has a good understanding of what's going on and the intelligence enough to surround himself with decent people. Now, some of the people I wish weren't surrounding him, between you and me. I could do without Larry Summers. Thank you very much. And even, you know, without a number of the other so-called experts that are there. But at least he's doing something. What would you have had a new president do to dig us out of the financial mess that the last 8 years put us in?
Well, what I wouldn't do is continue what George Bush was doing, which I think is what Barack Obama is doing, and I think that's also what's upsetting a lot of people. People wanted change, but just like George Bush gave $800 billion in bailouts to big business, Barack Obama's been giving hundreds of billions of dollars in bailouts to big business.
Mm-hmm.
The CEOs from Detroit weren't flying into Washington to support FreedomWorks in our effort to lower taxes and have less government. They were flying in to talk to the politicians who are giving them the handouts. Now the GM bail is going to cost probably $100 billion taxpayer money.
All right, but I don't think there's going to be a GM bailout. I think they're going to let GM fail.
I hope they do.
Well, I hope they do, too.
That's how capitalism works.
Yeah, well, okay.
You get the profits when you succeed and offer something people want, and when you don't, you fail and you need to go under. That's what George Bush should have done in the fall, and that's what Barack Obama should be doing right now.
All right, so let me ask you this. What would you do about the banks? You
going to
let them fail?
I would let them fail as well.
Okay. You know,
the market is trying to correct for years of bad government policy that created an overinvestment in banking and an overinvestment in housing. And what Bush tried to do in the fall and what Obama's trying to do right now, because it's politically popular with a large constituency, is to stop the market from correcting this overinvestment. The housing prices have to go down. The government interventions are trying to stop that. They're going to go down eventually, either over the long haul through stagnant prices with inflation eating away their value, or quickly by letting the prices go down right now and turn around. And the more the government intervenes, the longer that's going to take and the more painful it's going to be.
You know, Max, you're making a lot of sense here. And
thank
I
you,
think
Nicole.
That, well, you are. And I think the thing that's disturbing to me is that maybe you are a nonpartisan organization. If that's the case, it's a shame that Fox has jumped on this event that you're helping to organize around the country, because it's making it look like a circus and a farce. Now, let me ask you this. Are you familiar with a group called A New Way Forward?
No, I'm not.
Okay, well, they had some protests around the country on Saturday. You should check out their site, anewwayforward.org, because in essence, they're saying a lot of the same things you are, but maybe in a different way. What would you think about at least a temporary nationalization of the banks in order to break them up and put in antitrust regulations so they could never get too big to fail again?
Well, the too big to fail point, I think, is a key there. It's difficult for businesses to get so big that they might be deemed too big to fail without some sort of special favors from the government or the government putting in some sort of barriers to their competition. And I think that's what needs to be looked at, is how are our banking systems regulated? And in fact, banking is pretty heavily regulated. I know that.
Well, no, it hasn't been in the last few years, and Phil Graham had a lot to do with that, as did Bill Clinton. You know, overturning Glass-Steagall was a big deal, and that's, I believe, you know, those provisions were put in place to keep us from experiencing what we're experiencing now after the Depression, so that it couldn't happen again. But they did away with all that regulation, so now here we are again. I mean, there's a reason I use that theme song, History Repeating, because it does, and it seems like we don't learn from our mistakes. Don't you agree that a lot of the problems that we're having now is because they erased the regulation that was put in place to protect us from just this situation?
No, I'm glad. I do agree that Glass-Steagall was a major change, but I don't think that it's a deregulation that caused what we're seeing now. I think it's further government intervention into the housing market with things like the Community Reinvestment Act, which required banks to give loans to people that they otherwise might not have given loans to. And then you have Fannie and Freddie Mae, which is, I think, when the real tide started to turn that led to the Tea Parties that we're seeing today. When the federal government said it was going to bail out Fannie and Freddie Mae, which are government institutions.
Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, you mean?
Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, I'm sorry. They were buying the mortgages from the banks, which took away the incentives for banks to make sure that they were careful about the loans that they gave out, which then let the banks grow bigger and bigger.
Yeah, but you don't think that it was the fact that these mortgage bankers and the big investment banks were able to, you know, chop and slice these different instruments and turn them into things that you couldn't figure out what was in them and package them so that there were very risky loans put in with some safe ones and nobody knew what was where. And because there was no regulation, that you're letting these bankers decide how to do whatever they want to do, and there's no law telling them, no, you can't do that to protect the consumer. You're saying do away with regulation even more to fix it?
I'm saying do away with the government interference in the marketplace. Like,
well, government interference or regulations. You don't think we should have laws? Are you a libertarian?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then you're not nonpartisan. You're libertarian.
No, libertarian's a theory. There's a party as well, but I'm not involved with them. If you're asking me to do it.
Okay, come on. That's semantics. You're a libertarian, and you're promoting just doing away with government and doing away with regulation, and you really think that would fix the mess we're in?
If Fannie and Freddie weren't buying all the mortgages off the banks wouldn't have been able to give away all of those loans that were chopped up and sold as derivatives. Banks used to be responsible for their own loans. They would assess the person they were going to give the loan to and then held on to the piece of paper that was for that mortgage. It was Fannie and Freddie that were buying and selling most of these mortgages from the banks. So Countrywide could give out as many risky loans as they wanted, because then they would immediately turn around and sell them to Fannie and Freddie, use that money to go give out more risky loans. And that's where you have the growing momentum of the giant crisis building up, which is what happened today.
Okay, and when that happened, who controlled the White House and Congress?
Well, the last couple of years, Congress has been controlled by Democrats. The White House was controlled by Republicans for the last 8 years. Barack Obama's controlled the White House since January. I think most of the viewers know this. I don't know why you're trying to paint this as a partisan.
Because it
argument.
Is. Who runs FreedomWorks?
We've got a board of directors from across the country.
Right. What is Richard Armey's role there?
Dick Armey's our chairman.
Yeah, former House Majority Leader, former Republican House Majority Leader.
House Majority Leader. He is
right.
Our chairman, Dick Armey, yes.
Right. So, how you could say this is a nonpartisan group when obviously your game plan follows strict libertarian lines. You've got Fox joining in the promoting this thing, yet saying they're not involved. And you're trying to paint it as a grassroots thing when actually, as Paul Krugman accurately referred to it in his column from Sunday or yesterday, it's AstroTurf. These are manufactured events by a lot of Republican operatives.
Nicole, we have hundreds of thousands of members across the country who would be very upset if they listened to your radio show that you referred to them as AstroTurf and non-existent. And I'm actually pretty disappointed that you did as little research on this as Paul Krugman.
Oh, I've done plenty of research, and yeah, Paul Krugman doesn't do any research either.
Well, he doesn't. If he took a minute to look at what's going on at the grassroots organizations and the Tea Parties, he would know that there's no possible way a group as small as FreedomWorks could orchestrate several hundred Tea Parties across the country.
No, because you've got Fox News doing it too.
Fox News is hopping on the bandwagon. This is a grassroots movement that's rising up. It's coming from below. We're providing any intelligence we can. We wrote something on how to organize your own Tea Party, which is easy to disseminate thanks to the Internet.
You know what, Max, I don't want to cut you off. I got to take a break here. If you want to hold on, I'd love to let you have your say. So we'll come back in just a moment. Max Pappas is the VP for Public Policy of FreedomWorks. You can find him online at freedomworks.org. Nonpartisan? I don't think so. We'll be back. It's Air America Radio. Nicole Sandler back with you on Air America, streaming live at airamerica.com. And we're talking with Max Pappas. He's the VP for Public Policy at freedomworks.org, one of the big groups that is getting behind these tea parties that are going to be happening all over the country tomorrow. Although they say they're not sponsoring it, Fox News has been all over it. Hey, Stephanie, play cut 8 for a second here.
On Wednesday, right here on Fox and Friends, we're going to be kicking things off throughout the day. Fox isn't sponsoring any of this stuff. We're just realizing there are a lot of people across the country who are not happy with the tax situation, and it sounds like people are going to be taxed more going forward.
Yeah, they're not sponsoring it, but, you know, they're just encouraging people to go out and take part in these protests. And I'm all for people protesting. And hey, there's a lot of things the Obama administration's doing that I'm not a fan of. In fact, we'll be dealing with that in this very hour tomorrow as Glenn Greenwald from Salon.com joins us to talk about some of George Bush's assumed powers that Barack Obama seems only too happy to continue taking advantage of. So believe me, I'm no apologist for anyone, but I think a lot of people who are going to show up to these so-called tea parties are doing so because they've been told to by Rush Limbaugh and Fox News and FreedomWorks, who, you know, even, you know, on your own website, Max, it says FreedomWorks, the conservative think tank and grassroots lobbying powerhouse, has long shared Dick Armey's passion for tax cuts and deregulation. That's a quote. "You guys are everywhere," is a quote from Florida, then Florida Governor Jeb Bush. And George W. Bush says, "Folks, you've got to get to know this organization. They have been doing a great job all over the country educating people." So, Max, I want to give you, you know, the last word on what it is you're trying to accomplish here, because I still don't really have a grasp on it.
Well, I appreciate you sharing all those kind words there. I wish the audience would just take a minute and step back and think about what you're saying about the many Americans who are going to go to the Tea Parties tomorrow. Mm-hmm. They're going out to protest because they believe in something. And there's a lot of effort on the left to criticize it as fake and to question their motives and to say that they're sheep, like you just said. And sure, I'm sure there will be some sheep who show up. Mm-hmm. But there are also a lot of people who really care about what's going on, and that's why they're taking some time out of their day tomorrow to go let their voices be heard.
Well, there are those people who don't want to pay taxes, period. They don't realize that, you know, we have a commons that we all need to support. You know, we have roads to fix. We have bridges that need repair.
That's not true at all.
We have infrastructure. And we have an economy that needs to be rebuilt.
Have you asked any of them? Have you tried to be a part of the solution rather than just criticizing what's going on?
866-303-2270. Go check out anewwayforward.org. And see what they say, because I'm a big supporter of theirs.
I'm going to check out a new way forward.
Please
I appreciate
do.
That.
Okay. Max Pappas, we're out of time, but maybe we can talk again after tomorrow's rallies and spend a little more time, okay?